Is that Twiggy?
Oh my gosh, we have Twiggy. And Twiggy is out of his cage and...
Or is it Twiggy a he or a she?
Well, this most of my Twiggies were she's, okay. But this one is a boy.
Okay.
All right. Now, what is your name?
I'm Luann Best.
Luann Best.
Okay, and Luann Best, and we're here, obviously, at the Dallas International Boat Show at Dallas Market Hall, and Luann Best is the trainer and handler of Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And now, you said most of your Twiggies have been...
Girls.
Girls?
Yeah.
And this is Twiggy number what?
Number 8.
Number 8. And what's the lifespan of a Twiggy?
Well, squirrels in the wild, an average lifespan is around 1 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And in captivity is around 8 to 10 years. And most
really?
Of mine have lived around 9, between 9 and 10 years. I had one that lived 13 and a half, which is very unusual.
Okay, so...
So you said not in captivity, in the wild, their lifespan is 1 to 3. Is that because of predators or automobiles?
Yeah, both.
Right.
All kinds of things.
Does a little tear yeah. roll down your cheek every time you see a pancaked squirrel in the middle of a road?
Yeah, that's tough.
Now, how do you acquire these squirrels? Are these squirrels that you capture in the wild and then train them, or are they...
I have never found a squirrel. I've never captured a squirrel.
You breed them?
They're all orphans
okay.
that I get.
Hey.
That other people bring
so
to
are we.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
so they bring you baby squirrels and
yeah, and I raise them.
Okay. You know what? I've never seen a baby squirrel like in the wild.
Yeah.
They're always like big squirrels.
They're always, I guess, in their little nest.
Now, where do squirrels nest?
In trees?
Usually they'll take over old bird nests and things
Oh,
like
old
that.
Bird yeah. nests? Okay. Yeah. All right, so you just never see a squirrel unless it's full grown out in
yeah.
your yard.
I just thought they popped out full grown.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, the Florida squirrels are about maybe an inch and a quarter long when
mm-hmm.
they're born. They have no hair. They have their eyes aren't open. Their ears aren't open. You can see through their skin.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're just really teeny tiny. I have Twiggy number 4 was actually born at my house.
So, really?
So this
yeah,
is
her daddy was Ollie the jet skier.
So this is Twiggy number 8, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Now is Twiggy number 8 looking over his or her shoulder
at number 9?
At number 9,
realizing he better get his act together. Or...
Like how many squirrels
yeah,
do you
have
at any one time?
Yeah, I have another one. I have two more in
uh-huh.
training. One's at home with my daughter, and then I have one with me.
How hard is it to train a squirrel to ski?
I tell everybody it's like training a husband.
Yeah.
You just give him
so
lots of love
impossible.
And affection and tell him the same thing over and over.
Really?
Yeah.
So what kind of process goes into that? I mean, what is the first... how do you... Okay, you have a squirrel. Do you start training them before they're full grown?
They're full grown at 7 months.
Okay.
So usually when they're about, you know, teenager, 4 or 5 months.
Right, right.
You start working with them. But most of the training is from the time they're babies. You have to give them a lot of love and affection.
Right.
And,
get them used to people.
And, yeah, and get them, they trust you. You're their mom.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, that's the whole thing is the love and the trust.
Okay. But as far as, like, you want to, I mean, squirrel, it's not second nature for a squirrel to want to know how to water ski.
No.
But what is the first the first thing you do as far as getting the squirrel on skis and being
yeah,
able
well,
to
I do it a lot different than I did in the very beginning. In the very beginning, we had weights under the skis and all kinds of stuff. It was really a contraption that my husband built.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, now it's a little simpler. You know, she's got professional skis. She's got a professional ski boat. You
she's sponsored?
Yeah. She skis behind a Nautique, and she also has Conley skis. So
awesome.
But it's a lot different.
So they actually made little custom skis for her?
Yeah.
And do they have, like, built-in boots that she snaps into, or,
no,
or does she just kind of sit on the skis?
No, she just sits on there, and, you know, she'll swim and climb on the skis by herself.
That's amazing.
You know,
does she hold on to the...
Yep, she holds on to the bar.
Wow. That's crazy. We're joined by Luann Best, the handler of Twiggy number 8, the water skiing squirrel.
Okay, so is Twiggy number 8 the same Twiggy that appeared in Anchorman, and how did that appearance come about?
They stole it.
Oh, really?
Oh, so this was
they just grabbed it off YouTube?
No, they. When I do the shows, you know, the news owns the footage, and they.
So you'd get zero royalties off of that.
Nothing. Yeah.
So it.
So they just poached the footage from a newsreel and just used it in the movie.
They put it on the news on the movie. So
and you had
they
no...
are allowed to use it just for news. So they put it on the news on the movie. Dodgeball, uh-huh. Anchorman, and Down to Earth. We did three.
Got no coins for that at all.
No.
And there's no retribution. There's no nothing you can do.
I hear Chris Rock is a Christian. He owns that company. I was tempted to call him and say, hey.
Throw Twiggy some bones.
Sure.
Twiggy needs some
we
nuts.
We need a new motorhome. A new boat. No, but Twiggy's sponsored by Progressive. You know, I've been doing this for 33 years. We got the first Twiggy after a hurricane back in 1978. We took her in and raised her, and after we had her for a little while, my husband bought our daughter this little remote control boat for her birthday. Then he got teased so much for buying her this boat, and then he played with it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, because daddy's, you know, how they have to fine-tune the toys for the kids just a little bit.
Right.
My daughter's sitting on the riverbank like, Daddy, is it my turn yet?
Right.
So everybody kept saying that he bought it for himself, not for her, and he wasn't going to own up to that. So he just said, no, I have to learn to drive it so I can teach my squirrel to water ski. We taught her as a joke. The news media got a hold of it. Actually, the first news story won an Emmy. They ran it on Good Morning America for 4 days. They said it got the most response of any story they'd ever done. First time she aired on Real People a couple of weeks later, it was, they said
people.
The same thing. It got the most response of any story they'd ever done. So actually, they'd come back and filmed her a couple of different times and used the footage different ways.
33 years ago? Is that?
Yeah.
So that.
I got a good hairdresser.
Now, were you on, did Twiggy the water skiing squirrel ever appear on That's Incredible featuring John Davidson?
Yeah, we did.
I just threw that out there, and it's true.
Twiggy's been on, she was on David Letterman, Rosie O'Donnell, the Wayne Brady Show. Wayne Brady's great. He was the best.
I do like Wayne Brady. We've had him on before, and he's
an Oreo.
Yeah, actually, he was, he's from where I live. Actually, when he was younger in high school days, he actually worked as a character at Disney with my son-in-law.
No kidding.
Yeah, they were characters together. He's still
amazing.
A character.
So Twiggy number 8 right now is sitting on your chest and burying his head in your shoulder.
Now, if you... Could you put Twiggy down and he would be fine?
Or would he just shoot up to the rafters?
Oh, heck no. Twiggy's looking for a new boat sponsor. She'd be going around the show.
Oh, yeah?
Checking out the new boats.
You ever put her on a leash? Walk her around?
We tried that. My son tried that one time without telling me what he was doing. That was a disaster.
So you couldn't let Twiggy go, right? Now Twiggy needs to be held and coddled, right? You can't just put the squirrel down.
Oh, it's just on my shoulder. Twiggy get on my head. Uh-huh. Give me a little squirrel do.
But if you like put Twiggy down on the ground.
She's going to run and check out everything. It'll take me about 10 minutes to catch it.
Really? It would?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Twiggy the curious squirrel.
Does Twiggy answer to Twiggy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Now, when you raise them, do you call them all Twiggy? Is it like George Foreman and his kids?
Actually, they're all...
They all have their own names. Yeah.
Twiggy.
Oh, the stage name.
So it's like a stripper.
Right. Now on the main stage, Twiggy.
Right. Well, that's fascinating.
Now, do you, in the course of training these squirrels, do you get bit a lot? Are you up to date on your shots?
Actually, you don't get rabies from a squirrel. Actually, my exotic vet will not give the squirrels a rabies shot. I have another vet that'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt them, but they've been doing testing. Reason being, she said, they've been doing testing for over 100 years. And over 100 years, there has never been a confirmed case of rabies from a squirrel bite ever.
Well, that's good news.
So you're
a squirrel advocate.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
Even though they're rats with tails. With big fluffy tails.
Well, we don't talk about
that. They're not squirrels particularly clean animals?
Yeah, they're very clean.
Yeah?
Actually, they clean themselves all the time. Yeah.
That's great. And I guess they just eat nuts, right? Pretty much?
Eat nuts, fruits, vegetables. This one really likes oatmeal in the morning, but you got to cook it and put butter, sugar, and nuts.
You're kidding. That's a very finicky squirrel.
So what when you're training them, what is the treat that gets the most response to get them up on the skis, to get them to to do what you want them to do.
Well, I would assume whiskey, because that works for me.
Just a little thimble full of whiskey?
Yeah.
Come here, Twiggy.
With a squirrel, you can't reward them with food. It has to be love, because whenever they get full, they're not going to stick around a water ski. They're going to go hide it.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
They're hoarders.
I need to be rewarded with love, too.
All right. Maybe we can do that in the next break.
Yeah, my husband, he liked that. But my husband's not with me anymore. We started this in 1979.
Okay.
We got the first Twiggy in 1978. And in 97, my husband was out on a boating trip with his stepfather. His stepfather fell off the boat, and he didn't know how to swim or float or have a life jacket. And my husband jumped in after him, and he forgot to grab his life jacket. Even though he knew how to swim and float, he was very well trained in rescue. He was a Highway Patrol auxiliary trooper, which they trained just like the the paid troopers.
Mm-hmm.
And he forgot to grab the life jacket.
Just
and the drowning
impulse,
person climbs on top of you.
Oh, yeah.
They'll do anything they can.
So you lost both of them in the incident?
Well, actually, he did get his stepfather over to a limb, and then my husband, through the trauma of the situation and the ice cold water in the middle of November.
So he saved.
Went underwater and having a heart attack and drowned.
Holy crap!
So I partnered with Progressive Insurance Company. We travel. You know, they help me to travel around.
So you do
promote
boat safety.
Water safety and boating safety, in hopes to make a difference. Hope our story makes a difference.
Well, fantastic. Well, Luann, it's been a pleasure having you on, and Twiggy, it's nice to meet you, Twiggy the water skiing.
I would shake your hand, but I'm a little scared.
Yeah, you might come back with a half of a finger, Dave.
This Twiggy has never been. Anybody,
oh, that's good.
And what are Twiggy's show times today?
Yes.
We're going to do a show 1, 3, 5, and 7
one,
today.
1, 3, 5, and 7. So
and
the
then
odd
tomorrow,
numbers.
Tomorrow 1 and 3.
All right.
Tomorrow 1 and 3. And so Twiggy just does some laps, or do you have some tricks planned? Or?
Yeah, we have a show routine that we do. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's
Twiggy's
great.
Got it under control.
Okay. Now, and where actually is the show located?
We're in tent number 1.
Tent number 1.
Oh, so out in the parking lot over here.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
So come see Twiggy at the Dallas International Boat Show today and tomorrow. 1, 3, 5, and 7 today and 1 and 3
tomorrow. And stop by and say hi to Luann. Thank you so much, Luann.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Twiggy.
Bye, Twiggy.
Bye.